CSRD, EU Supply Chain Duty of Care. In addition to economic responsibility, companies also have a social responsibility, as their business activities have an impact on the environment and society. Within the framework of the so-called CSRD Directive of the EU, Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, sustainability reporting obligations are now newly defined and must be implemented by companies depending on certain criteria. The planned act consists of several provisions requiring companies to analyze their supply chains, identify risks, and take action to prevent or remedy violations of human rights and the environment. Companies need to assess the human rights and environmental impacts of their partners throughout the value chain, not only with suppliers, but also in the context of sales, distribution, transportation, warehousing, waste management, and other areas. Due diligence. Companies are obliged to carry out due diligence along their supply chain in order to identify potential risks of human rights violations or environmental damage. This includes the assessment of suppliers, subcontractors, and other business partners. Negative impacts of their business activities on human rights and the environment, such as child labor, slavery, environmental pollution, or loss of biodiversity, should be identified and, if necessary, prevented, ended, or mitigated. Risk analysis and measures. Based on the due diligence carried out, companies must carry out a risk analysis and take appropriate measures to prevent or reduce risks. This includes introducing policies, training, reviewing contracts, and, where appropriate, working with suppliers to make improvements. Transparency. Companies must report transparently on their measures to comply with the planned law under the CSRD directive. The information should be accessible to the public. Sanctions. Companies can be fined for violations of the supply chain due diligence obligation. The exact amount of the fines is determined by the national authorities responsible for enforcing the law. Civil liability. The planned law also allows companies to be held liable under civil law for damage caused by breaches of the regulations. This can lead to claims for damages from affected parties. Cooperation and coordination. The member states are to cooperate and exchange information in the implementation of the law. The European Commission plays a coordinating role and supports the member states in the implementation. It is important to note that this is an overview of the bill, and that certain provisions may change during the legislative process.